Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Gimel Omid Aleph. We are very, very close to the completion of all of Orech Chaim. We're in the sixth volume of the Mishnah Berurah, and we are beginning on the very top of Kuf Samach Gimel Omid Aleph. We're in the middle of Simen Tov Resh Tzadi Vav. We begin Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer. There is an opinion. This is brought down the Baragola, the tour in the name of the Rav Muttenberg and other poskim as well. She'avel Chayiv L'shloch Monos. That a person in Avelos, Rachmono Litzlan, nevertheless is still obligated to send Shalach Monos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Zayin, Afil Toch Shiva. This is even during the Shiva. Because he's obligated in all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, so why would he be exempt from the mitzvah of Shalach Manos? And there's not even a question, absolutely certain, that he's chayiv in giving Matanos Levyonim. The issue footnote number 33 brings down. Even though there is a custom that you don't take anything out of the house of a house of Shiva all 7 days, so the Geshur HaChaim, one of the classical Svarim on Avelis, tells us Mishloach Manos is mutar likach mibeis evel toch Shiva. That is not a problem to send Shalach Manos because it's a Dvar Mitzvah. And furthermore, he says Purim is like Shabbos, and on Shabbos this custom of not taking anything out of the house doesn't apply as well, so it doesn't apply on Purim too. People aren't makbid on this. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Ches tells us that Yechayiv to send Shalach Manos, Achein, called Dvar Simcha Lo Yishlach, but you shouldn't send something that would bring great joy. V'zeh Loshon Sefer Chasidim, brings down from the Sefer Chasidim, Yishemeis Ovid B'Purim, if Nebuch, somebody's father, passed away on Purim, so that means the Yahrzeit is going to be every year on Purim, Lashon Abo Yishlach Manos, after Yahrzeit, next year he does send Shalach Manos, even though it's the Yahrzeit, U'ba'os Hashanah Yishlach Mos, O'bosu L'Aniyim, and that year he should send money or meat to Aniyim, Raklo Tafnukim Hasuyim L'Simcha. But he shouldn't send all sorts of other delicacies that are going to bring tremendous Simcha. That's not appropriate. Dirshu footnote number 34 brings down, Achein, the Ben Ish Chai writes, in Parshas Tetzaveh, coming up soon in our laning, She'en lo'ovel l'shloch el li'odom echad bovad. That the Ovel shouldn't send to more than one person. Lo harbi bnei Odom, and not to many people. He can be Otzei the Mitzvah with one person, and therefore that would be fine. And in the Shelos Tshuvos Megidos, which is authored by the Prima Godim, and also the opinion of Yashiv, they all say, Sheroya Evo Shachmonos Rak Liodim Echav Ol Yosef. She only sent to one person as well. However, he brings down from the Sefer Divrei Sofrim on Avelus that some Rishonim say, you could send to even more than one person. Then we go with the Ramah. The Ramah says, but he brings up in Mariel that you don't send to the Ovel. The Ovel has to send at least to one person, maybe two or three, but you don't send to the Ovel. Ein sholchin li'ovel kol yud beis chodesh. And the reason behind this, why? Mishnah Berurah explains Sivka and Yutes. Afilu dover she'en shol simcha. Even if it's not something that's going to bring great simcha. However, v'mo evel hu ani. But if the Ovel is a poor person, mutil sholchem manos, then you can send them matanos levyonim. You can do this even during the Shiva, the logara mitztaka. This is no worse than giving somebody tztaka if they need it. The issue footnote number 37 brings down im sholchin li'ovel mishloch manos. So the Ksav Sofer writes, Shemuta lo'ovel l'kabel. The Ovel can receive it. It's not an issur for him to receive it because the act of Sheila Shalom has already been done. And by his receiving it, he's not adding on anything more to the Sheila Shalom, which is the whole fundamental reason why you can't do this. And there's also the opinion of Ravaz Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi, Shemuter. Sharmivur, Shemisha, Shaw, B'Shalom, Ovel. If somebody goes and asks for the Ovel, how are you? Which you shouldn't really do. Mutar lo'ovel anoslo. The Ovel is allowed to respond to him, just like on Tisha B'Av. You shouldn't ask somebody Shalom. But if somebody responds to you, you don't answer them, oh, you jerk, you're not allowed to say that. No, you say, I'm fine. You say it in a quiet voice. So therefore, just like if somebody had said hello to the Ovel, how are you doing? He's allowed to respond in a quiet voice. So too, you can accept the Shalach Manos. This was the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, who writes, Im Shochel O Dover Shal Simcha, who adds that if you did send them a Dover Shal Simcha, then it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah Shal Asur L'Kabel that you shouldn't go and accept that. What about sending to the wife of the Ovel? So that's a different situation, theoretically. So Yashiv Zatzal says, even though, technically, the wife acquires it, the husband acquires it, nevertheless, you're allowed to send it to her. It's only an issa to ask him how he's doing, and not to her. There's no issa in him acquiring it. His wife was the one that got it. Even though he may acquire it now, technically that's not an issa. And he says, to send to the children of the Ovel, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita brings down that that's also permissible, even though the Kavan is L'shloch L'Ovel. Everybody knows he's sending it to the Ovel. Nevertheless, Kivin Sheino Shol B'Shalom is not technically asking Sheila Shalom. Therefore, in regards to the Shalach Manos, it's not a problem. Finally, to send Shalach Manos to a Rav, who's Nebuchadnezzar. So the Divrei Malkiel brings down that that's permissible because that's like a shilom chov. That's like a payment of a debt. Vein davar shel simcha. That's not really a simcha. People would send shalach bonus to the Rav as part of, so to say, the Rav's salary and remuneration for his position. So therefore, it would be a davar of it if he didn't accept it, and therefore it's mutter to take it, and it's no different than getting tztaka, which we said an avil is allowed to go take. On the other hand, Ruchaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, ein lati l'shloch bonus l'rab, l'rabo avil. You shouldn't send to your Rebbe when he's an avilus. Omnam, efshel l'shloch lo kesef kimukuvu. But if you want to send the financial gift that people would often send to their Rav on Purim, so then that he would be allowed to go take. The issue foot number 38 brings down the chen l'shloch lo'ovel dover meichel b'toras tzaka, to send him food as tzaka. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down that that's also as well. He brings down the name of the El Yeraba. Rachel Yedor Simcha shouldn't be something that would bring great simcha to a person. Then the Ramad said that you shouldn't do this ein sholchin lo'ovel kol yud beis chodesh. So the Mishmurik says in Siv Katan Chok hainu lo'ovel v'vima, that's talking about for a parent for the entire yud beis chodesh, l'shakrov and toch shloshim, and for the other five relatives of the seven relatives that you sit shiva for, that would only be for the shloshim. And the reasoning is, hatam, kidin shela shalom shosu yud b'shloshim. This is what we said, is the din, you're not supposed to ask shalom to somebody, Nebuchadnezzar, lost a parent for the 12 months, or anybody else for the five relatives in the shloshim. The issue footnote number 39 brings down, we brought this down in Simon Tovkuf Nun Dalit, Sasha Lushloch B'Tishabab, Dor L'Chaveri. Likewise, you don't send on Tishabab, Kivisha Tishabab also b'shela shalom, because of the same reasoning that you don't ask shalom on Tishabab. Then we go to the Ramah. He says, this din has been explained. Kamoshi is bar, biyoridea, simin shin pehe, ayin sham. And the Mishbur explains, in Sivkot and Chofalev, kavanasol horos, that the intention of the Ramah is here to teach us this din, to b'mokum shenogu l'hokel l'shol b'shlom, in a place where they did ask an ovel, how are you? Mutal l'shloch l'monos gam kem b'toch yud beis chodesh, avalo b'toch shloshim. Then you could send in the yud beis chodesh, but you can't send during the shloshim. Avalo yishluch l'omini simcha. Again, the underlying theme is, don't send something that will cause great simcha. The issue footnote number 40 brings down, from this law shown, it's mashma, according to the Taz, shebemokum shenoagim lahakim shel shalom lovel le'achar shloshim afil b'chol hu adin shemut l'shloch bonos lovel, that if you do this on a weekday, you'd certainly be allowed to send shloch bonos to the ovel after the shloshim. On the other hand, in the Sharet Zion, Siv Katan Chav Gimel, he brings down, in the name of the Morgan Avram, based upon the Ramah, she shenogu lahakim l'shol b'sholom ovel b'shabbos b'toch yubei shloshim. Only talk about Shabbos during the 12 months. And that is the opinion of the Ramah, Shein La'Avelus Nogim Purim, that that's why in Purim, which is like Shabbos, that's why you're allowed to go send the Shalach Banos, but not because it's permissible after 30 days, even on a weekday. The issue for number 41 brings down, why during the Shloshim then is it still not allowed? So the Prima Gadol brings down, Afilu L'Mekilim, the Shalom B'Shalom, Ovel B'Shabbos, even those that allow you to ask Shalom on the Ovel on Shabbos, in Lahokel Ela B'Avu B'Sochiyud B'Chodesh Alav Yivimo. That's only during the 12-month period of time beyond the Shloshim. Avotos Shloshim, also Afilu B'Avel Ashar Krovim. You shouldn't ask on Shabbos for any Ovel in the Shloshim, even if it's not the parent, it's the other five Krovim, you shouldn't do this. However, according to the Taz, Pasha Shosh B'Soch Shloshim Afilu Ashar Krovim, that would be definitely not allowed. Bring down the Sefer Gesher Chaim, Shirabim Nogu Lahokel Shloch Monos Lavu B'Soch Yud B'Chodesh Alav Yivimo. Many people are Mekel to send Shalach Monos to Yovel during the Yud Beis Chodesh, but Lobotok Shloshim, Afilu B'Avel Ashakrov, but not during the Shloshim. Now we go back to the Ramah. In Ein Bo'ir Elo El Evel Imacher is only in that city, the Ovel and another person, Chayv L'Shloch L'Ovel, Kedil L'Chayv L'Shloch Monos. Then you have to send to the Ovel if you don't have any other choice. It's just you and the Ovel. Elohim came Mochel, Ovel Amun also. But he brings out from the Rebbe Rav that if the Ovel was Mochel and says it's Ki'ilu Ki'is Kabalti, then you don't have to send it to him. Sivkon Chav Bezim Mishbur says, they ain't notes in the order of Matana Korcho, because you can't force him to go take this Matana. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Yesh mi sha'omer sha'onein mutu bebos of a yayin. The Mechaber writes that an onein, Nebuch, somebody who hasn't yet buried the seven relatives that they have to go and sit Shiva for, he's permissible in Basar and Yayin if it's on Purim. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Onein Nikro, somebody's called an Onein, Kozman Shalom Nikbar Hames, as long as the person, Nebuch, that they are going to bury has not yet been buried. And the issue footnote number 43 brings down, if there's a Chevra Kadisha in the city that's taking care of Kol Tzorchei Hames, so then we learned in Simon Ayin Aleph, Shemiyad Kishemosru Es Kol Hatipul B'Tzorchei Hames Lidem, as soon as you handed over the responsibility totally to the Chevra Kadisha, then an Onein is technically Chayiv in all the mitzvahs. That's not the way we normally are Noheg, but technically, if you handed over all responsibility to the Chevra Kadisha, then you are Chayiv in all the mitzvahs because you're not Torahed in taking care of the mace. Umash v'shuchai b'chol ha-mitzos, afilum ho-lich l'lavus is the mace of Besek Paras. And that implies that even if you're going to go to the cemetery to be m'lav the mace, nevertheless you'd be obligated in all of the mitzos. Nevertheless, he brings down from the Pischei Tshuva, Shibofen Zeh, Yeh Shenogul, Sha'onin Lo Mispalel, Adachar Kvur. He says, nevertheless, if you're able to daven after the burial, you should still not daven until after the burial. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chavtala, that the Onein in this situation is Mutar B'Bos of the Yayin, says, after Das HaMechaber Le'el, the Avelus Noig B'Purim, even though according to Mechaber, Avelus is Noig on Purim, so how come over here he allows him to have Bosser and Yayin? Bekomakum Aninus Zvirulei De'enu Noig. He says, while Avelus is Noig, Aninus is not Noig, Kamosha Kosova Tam, as we brought down the reasoning, which we didn't read yet, but is the next words of Mechaber, we'll read them now, that Onein is Mutar B'Bos of the Yayin, De'lo Ose Asei De'ochid De'Avelus, that his personal Avelus, it can be going the dochi asay the rabin the raisa that pushes aside and I say the raisa. Now it's not really the raisa; it's really divrei sofrim. It's a very high level. The l'smach b'purim divrei kabbalah ninu shem kidivrei torah. This is divrei kabbalah from the neviim, and therefore it's like divrei torah, and that you can't have it pushed aside, even though it's not technically a real daraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Ayn in the market of Ram shehelo the davko bayom." It's only during the daytime. Shechol Mitzvah Simchas Purim. That's when the real Mitzvah of Simchas Purim exists. The Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, as we said many times from the Pasuk, it says the day of Mishnah V'Simcha. Avalo B'Layla, but at nighttime it wouldn't apply. Afilo B'Layla Rishon, even the first night, the night of Yedalit, and certainly not on the second night. I assume he means the night of Tesvav. U'mashe Kosev Achakach V'Nir Ali, the Dafku B'Layla, that which he says afterwards, it means the nighttime Lokoi Rak Linyam Megillah U'Tvila U'Kriyashma. That's as opposed to Megillah, Tvila, and Kriyashma, which would be Noheg. They would be allowed to do them as opposed to eating the meat and the wine, which isn't a mitzvah at nighttime, so therefore we wouldn't eat meat or wine. The issue footnote number 44 brings down, since this is an obligation during the daytime to have the meat and the wine, it's permitted to the onen, so the chokos adam writes, therefore he can also make a bracha on the bos of the yain, even though normally he wouldn't make such a bracha, but here, since he's obligated to eat the meat and the wine, so therefore he's also obligated in the bracha. Now we go to the Ramah. We finished off the Mechaber, who gave the reasoning, the Odochi, the Aseid, the Rabbim, his own personal Avelus, the Yochid. So the Ramah says, Hagah, the Kol Shekein Shechayet B'Mikru Megillah, he obviously, even though he's an Onet, is obligated in the Mikru Megillah, Utfila, and to daven, Ukriyashma, and to say Kriyashma. This is no different than on a Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, in Sivkot and Chafei, Rotulomar, the Kishem Shebishvil Mitzah Simchas Hayom, Dochinin, Eso Aseid Avelus, Vitarnu, Bivos V'Yayin, just like he's allowed during the daytime to have Bosser and Yayin because of the Mitzah of Purim. So Bavade, certainly, in Royal Lipotro, Balaila, the Mikru Megillah, Ushar Mitzos. And certainly, therefore, at night, he shouldn't be giving up the opportunity to hear the Megillah and to do all the other mitzvahs, even she'ain derech l'kavur was, because you don't normally bury at night. V'dom la'onein b'leil yantav sheni, and this is similar to an onein on the night of yantav sheni, in chutz la'aretz, darbi poskim chivu b'mitzvahs mitamzeh, and that he's obligated in the mitzvahs because of this similar reason that you didn't bury at night. However, Avol, the Mishnah says, Avayesh lefakir, because you could argue with this, because number one, Echad, Leil Yom Tov Sheni, Gufo Yesh Dos Beposkim, that there are differences of opinion on Leil Yom Tov Sheni as to whether you can bury. V'o, Dishom HaKoponim, Yom Tov Hu, it's Yantiv, Lekach, that's why Ein Chol Aninus, Machlish Ein Derech Lekor Blayla, they wouldn't bury at night. Mashenkim Bepurim, the Iker Simcha Bayomu, the Iker Simcha is during the daytime, over Laila, Dom Lishah Laila Shachol, it's no different than any other weeknight. The Bavadai Chol Aninus, every other weeknight we say Aninus is Chal, Ashi Ein Derech Lekor, even though you don't bury in the nighttime usually. Lachain Kosev Derech HaChayim, the Belel Yudal Yishma Kriyas HaMegillah Mi'acher. Therefore, the Derech HaChayim says, technically the Aninus does apply, so ideally we better to hear the Megillah from somebody else rather than to lay it yourself. Then the Ramah says, "V'nira li, it appears to me, the dafka b'layla afal pishem meso mutol lefonav. It's only at nighttime when the mace is there in front of you. Avo b'yom shirotz lekavro. During the daytime, if you do wish to bury the mace, kavuras meso kodem. You would be allowed to bury the mace first. Kemoshin is bor le'el and simon tof reish pei zayin sif beis, as we've already explained. Lochein kore umispalal achakach. And then he would bury the mace, and then he would read the Megillah and daven afterwards. The lo'odif b'yontiv v'shabbos, no different than yontiv and Shabbos. Kemoshin is bor le'el simon ayin aleph k'nira li, as we've already learned in simon ayin aleph, and that is the Ramah's personal opinion. Now let's understand this a little bit better by learning Sivkot and Chavav. Rotsalomer, what the Ramah is telling us over here, the Mishnah says, is the Shah Muchach in Simon Ayin Aleph, it tells us, the Lav Dafka Meis Mitzvah Kod Mekriyasa Megillah, that not only is a Meis Mitzvah taking precedence to the reading of the Megillah, Duadin Kol Meis She'en Lo Kovrim Kidei Tzarcho. This would apply to any Meis where you wouldn't have an adequate burial if you didn't go to it. In other words, you don't have kidei tzarcho, you have to have an appropriate burial for that person. So hapogeya bo kovro techila v'yachak hakori. In such a situation, you go first to bury the person, and only afterwards you read the Megillah. And he says, v'hinei be'emes kvar koso shom ha-mogin avrom. The Mogin Avrom technically wrote there already, the Harbi posum chok about that many disagree with this. Usrilu de b'chol meis kriyas ha-megillah kolim kavroso. That by every meis, the Megillah reading should come first, assuming you can do both, of course. And the chaynoag in lekavru acha yitzias beis haknesses. And the minig is to go and do this after you leave the beis haknesses. In other words, do the Megillah first. Albeit in the issue footnote number 46, he brings down the burial of the Talmud Chacham, she kodemus the Mikra Megillah, that comes first. And he says likewise, in Hischilu, Lotzias Hameis, Likfura, Kodem Kriyas Megillah, they started doing the Levaya before they started reading the Megillah, so then, Ein Mafsikin, Bam said, we don't stop in the middle, Bafilu Miefshul, across the Megillah, Lachar Kvura, even if this is going to lead to not having read the Megillah, it's going to take too long, and you won't have time, nevertheless, Nidches Legamri, then we push this mitzvah of Megillah aside for this burial. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'hik Shah Morgan Avram, the Morgan Avram questions, and he says, D'ha Teinach B'Yanosh Mecherim, that's fine for other people. Avol Onen, Echu Chai B'Kriyas Megillah, the Onen, how is he Chai B'Kriyas Megillah? Halo Pat B'Kol HaMitzvos, he's part of all other mitzvos, why would he be Chai in Mikra Megillah? V'ech Yotzo B'Meshe Shoma B'Tzibur Achre, She'oz Lo Hayo Chai B'Klal, how could he be Yotze with that which he hears from the Tzibur afterwards when he wasn't obligated? So therefore, Al-Kain Mesik HaMogen Ram, therefore the Mogen Ram says, the Alpha Pisha Shoma Kriya B'Tzibur, even though he did hear it from the Tzibur, Yikrena Shenis Acha Shedikra Beis, he has to go hear it again. He has to read it again after the Mace was buried because he technically wasn't Chayiv the first time. Ulin Kriya Shema Tvila, what about Shema and Shemana Esrei? Hu Kishar Onein B'Mosachol, he's no different than any other person who's in Aninus on a weekday. The Kod HaKvura, who Pater? Before the Kvura, he's Pater. Uli Achar Kvura, if there is time after the Kvura, then he's allowed to daven. Ayin Le'el, Simon Ayin Av, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, Dalet, Shom, Mevorah, Kol HaPratim. And those dinim are discussed over there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, Ulin in Tvilin, what about putting on Tvilin? Das Kam Achroni brings down the opinion of Beni Achronim. You can see this in the Sharat Zion, Oslami Beis, Mogad Avram, their Chayim, Chayodim, albeit the Yeraba so the Tzarech Lonich says you do have to put it on, and the Prima Gordon calls out the Tzarech Ilan. The Yenei is not sure what the din is, but nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that according to Kama Achronim, Lo Yenich, you don't put on the Tvilin the first day, Ukadel in Simon Lamaches, if hey, where this was discussed there in Hilchos Tvilin. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Zayin says, Rosh Lomer, we would hear what the Ramo was telling us, Lochein Kore Mispalo Achakach, the Lo'odif Miyantum Shabbos, what does that mean? Avokod Makfuru, part of his head, because before the Kfuru, he's Potter. Ulazem Messiah, the Lo'odif Mishabbos Yantiv, is no different than Shabbos and Yantiv. Vaino Biyantiv Sheni Shakov, Kishakovro, on the second day of Yantiv, when you go and do Barry, Lochein Mishabbos Kishamachshich ala Tchum Tzorche Kfuru, and on Shabbos, we're talking about here, when he's going to the edge of the Tchum to be ready to do all the Inyonim that have to be done for the Niftar, or the Nifteris, right after Shabbos, so you're allowed to go and go up to the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos, who part to Ozmi Kol HaMitzvos. Likewise, in those situations, since he's Osek, even on Shabbos or Yontif, over here with the mace, so he's part to Mikol HaMitzvos. For Koshe Yikan, so certainly this is no different. Just like on Shabbos and Yontif, you're part of the mitzvos, so too, over here, you will be part on Purim. We will start Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Mutar Lisa Isha B'Purim. A person is allowed to go and marry a woman on Purim. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Siv Katan Chav Ches, V'lo Domi L'Chayek. This is different than Yontif, where we have the rule, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, D'Chsiv V'Samachti B'Chagecha, V'lo B'Yishtecha. It says you have to go and be happy with the Yontif, and not for an alternative reason, another reason, and that is because of the marriage to your wife. So therefore, you're not allowed to get married on Yontif or Chol HaMoed, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, V'Samachti B'Chagecha, V'lo B'Yishtecha. However, Masha Ein Kim B'Purim, but this din doesn't apply in Purim. The Morgan of Rome Kosav, the Yaseh Chuppah B'Yom Yud Gimel V'Asuda Be'erev. And you're allowed to have the Chuppah, preferably, he says, on Yud Gimel, and then you can have the Suda at the night time. And he says, Ayin the Shari Tshuva, Shekosav, the Shari Tshuva writes, Shemedinos Elu, nowadays, in his area of Europe, Poshad Aminug Leheter Kidasa Shulchan Aruch, that the baseline is that you're allowed to go get married on Purim. That has been the commonly accepted custom. The issue footnote number 48 brings down Umisha Enu Yochel Lasus and Insum Yud Gimel Yadar. If you can't do it, as we said, preferably on Yud Gimel, so Dain Weiss, that's out. The Minchas Yitzchak brings down Shaf Ledasa Mogen Avram Enlo La Achram Ulasosum Leachar Purim. Even though the Magen Avram says don't delay it and do it after Purim, Elamutalo Lasosum Purim, he says you're allowed to do it on Purim, Ubefrat Imlo Kiyam Adain Piri Virivya. He says, certainly you should do this if you haven't yet been Makai in the Mitzvah Peri River. So if you can't do it in a Dalit, so Dayan White says, it's okay, even according to Magaram, to do it on your Dalit. If you can't do it on your Gimel, do it on your Dalit. However, Havi, in the name of the Shevish Tuz, Ksav Sofer, Shein Lahat B'Shasa Tchach Elo Es HaNisuin. Only do it in the Suin, then on Purim. Aval Asasuda, also Lassus with Purim. Don't do the Suda on Purim. Shein B'Mini Asasuda, Shasa Tchach, because delaying the Suda, that's not a Shasa Tchach, and therefore he says, do it later. He says the Ksav Sofer writes, Af Shulchan Lo Chetir El Nisuin Lo Sesuda. He says even the Shulchan Aruch was only matir to the marriage, but not for the Suda. He brings down further, Midivri Amogid Rom Diek Shelus Shuvas Milchus Yitzchak. The Dain White says Yisur Nisuin Bepurim Hu Afilu Nisuin Below Suda. That's even without a Suda. And this is also the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, leaning Yisur Nisuin B'Chol HaMoed, even without a Suda. Finally, Dirshu Purim 49 brings down Mishanos Isha Bapurim, Sheino Misana, he doesn't fast, Shari Yom Mishta Vesimcha, he's not allowed to fast on this day. With this, we conclude today's shir.